That's jolly good news. All right, more from you in a few moments, Bill. But we're going to finish this week going to the Italian city of Naples. And it's lovely. There's no crime. People have lovely ethical values, morals, decency. And it all is just a wonderful, almost utopia. Well, if that seems at odds with headlines that you might have been reading about the city's recent woes, blighted by lawlessness and indeed with rubbish piling up on the streets, then the Naples I'm actually referring to is a virtual version called Partenope City. This delightful digital Naples is populated by 2,000 users online from all over the world. The virtual experience of Partenope also spills over actually into the real Naples, where, for instance, some of the city's shops offer special benefits to those utopian Partenopean participants who present themselves with their citizens' ID cards. Well, Emma Wallace has been to meet the creator of Partenope.
Mi chiamo Claudio Agrelli.
My name is Claudio Agrelli. I'm 35 years old and I'm an advertising executive in Naples. At the moment, we're on the seafront and just in front of us is Egg Castle. There's a legend about the castle which ties in with the foundations of this city and also with my city, Partenope.
Si chiama Castel dell'Uovo.
The legend goes that there was a queen who buried an egg under the castle. As long as the egg is safe, so is Naples. It was on this same island in the middle of the Gulf of Naples that the Greeks founded their city, Partenope. And from that, the name gradually morphed into Neapolis, the new city, and then Naples. It was a powerful city commercially and was the main trading post for the rest of the Mediterranean. So I took my inspiration from that first city here in Naples to create my virtual city, Partenope, in 2008. I wanted to use technology to refound the old city, but people it with real people and base my city on ethical values where people respect the rules.
Walking to the car, Claudio tells me that the citizens of Partenope always cross on the pedestrian crossing and are careful to park their cars without blocking anyone else, a practice which is common in Rome and Naples. They also pay for their parking and don't jump lights. We headed back to Claudio's office where he showed me some of the technological features of the city.
La tecnologia è stata fondamentale. Voi pensate che
technology was fundamental to us. We managed to create our virtual city through the web. We have people in 106 countries who have joined us because of the web. But we're not just using the internet. We use technologies like geotagging, the thing that Google Earth uses, so that you can fly over Partenope City. I think that makes the city more real. What we've done is you can fly over the map of Naples, and as you scroll over a place which has significance for our city, you might see links to the blogs by our citizens telling you about that monument, place, or piece of news. We also mark our shops on the map and other areas of interest which we feel belong to our way of envisaging the city. We've installed a radio frequencing technology in our identity cards, and we've also got a system on our site which will be the first e-democracy system in our region. What we hope is that through our discussion boards and social networking, we will get citizens to propose projects, laws and initiatives. These will then be voted on by the other citizens, and once we've taken the temperature of our community, we will put these proposals to the real authorities to try and get things changed in our city. Our website acts as a kind of virtual town hall. Our citizens can unite through this. We have a daily newspaper and a town square, which is a web forum for our citizens to discuss things which they are passionate about. We also have a button where citizens can flag up problems and send them to newspapers and media organisations. We are, of course, on YouTube, Facebook and Twitter, but what we really care about is our virtual city's town hall. Because we have a kind of registry where all our citizens sign up, and it's as though they change their citizenship and are taking part in a social responsibility project.
Pur partendo dal virtuale. La macchinetta, giusto per spiegare a te che è la...
This is the machine that reads the radio frequency ID chip, RFID chip, inside our identity cards. That enables all our shopkeepers who've signed up to our ethical rules to recognise a Partenopean citizen when they enter their shops. It's a bit different from a loyalty card, as it's not based on economic advantages, but on moral and ethical codes. We want to make sure that people who are respecting our rules are able to recognise each other through this technology and stay within the rules by using only shops which have signed up, and therefore are paying their taxes and not cheating people. Here you see, if we swipe it over this little monitoring machine, the RFID chip inside recognizes which Partenopean citizen arrives in the shop. And depending on which shop you go in, the shop can set up different types of welcome. They could have a screen which flashes up saying, "Welcome, Partenopean citizen," or even, "Welcome, Claudio Agrelli." Or they could offer the citizen a cup of coffee or discounts if they buy in their shop. So it's not just a simple identity card. This is a really useful way of monitoring our citizens and uniting our community. Our city is very active. We have projects going on all over the city and the world. We've been going into schools and teaching school children about civic sense and pride here in Naples. And we also took our virtual city to Columbus Day in New York. And we represented the real Naples in a Japanese exhibition, Italy in Japan. Today we have over 2,000 citizens, but we hope to keep expanding because it's a grassroots movement and it crosses political, class, economic and geographical boundaries through the web. Years ago, this kind of city couldn't have existed. It would have been a kind of lobby, but internet allows anyone to participate freely.
Claudio Agrelli, ending that report from Emma Wallace. Right, Bill Thompson, teeth are now back in. What do you think of all that? This the idea, you know, that the virtual space is spilling out into the real space.
It is, and they're blurring together, and we see that all over the place. You know, it's become almost, you know, common, the way people, you know, have their mobile phones or smartphones with them or laptops and are engaged in online activity while also in the real world. But because what Claudio is really doing is something quite subtle and interesting, which is mapping a virtual Naples Partenope that reflects but is not identical to the city, and then hoping to make change in the real world on the basis of activities that happen in the virtual world. And I think it's actually quite an interesting project. I mean, I know Naples, I've been there, and it's a wonderful city, but it does have a few problems. I'm quite tempted to sign up for my own ID card so I can go and hang out there and represent myself as being a citizen with him. And I think it would be interesting to see if it is taken seriously by politicians and others.
All right, well, Bill, thank you very much for that. That is it for this week. Let us know what you think of that item, Partenope. Our email address is digitalplanet@bbcworldservice.com. Well, I'm Gareth Mitchell. Your producer today has been Alex Mansfield. See you next week. Bye-bye.